Welcome to another episode of Musky Gear Monday on the Team Rhino Outdoors Musky Fishing Podcast. This week we are going to talk to Nick Eddy, and we're going to talk to Nick about Musky Frenzy Lures because that's the company that he owns. And we're also going to talk to him about spring fishing. He just got off a spring musky trip, so we're going to go down that route and talk to him a little bit about that. And if you are looking for gear for your next musky fishing adventures, make sure you check out TeamRhinoOutdoors.com. If you Joe Bucher Outdoors, they just released two new colors, Wonder Bread and Hot Perch. The Wonder Bread color is available in 5-inch and 7-inch and 9-inch shallow raiders. And the Hot Perch is available in the 6-inch straight and the 8-inch straight depth raiders. So if you want, check that out, TeamRhinoOutdoors.com. Those are some of the newer things that we've gotten recently. We're still working our way through the unpacking from shows. So I've had a few people message us. We do have some Kramer Brothers wood ticks that will hopefully be available shortly after you hear this episode, along with Elk River rods. That's a new one that we have. We have the trolling rods online right now. We'll have some of the casting rods up here again, hopefully within the next 5 to 7 days. And Lake X lures, if you're looking for some Lake X lures, they are alive and well. In fact, we're going to talk to one of the representatives from Lake X here, I'd imagine, in the next couple weeks, and he can kind of inform you on what's going on there. But anyways, we do have some Fat Bastards, Cannonballs, Little Bastards, and Dr. Evils in, we'll say, some of the stock colors. I know many people are looking for custom colors, and those are coming, as far as I've been told. So hold on. It looks like there's some new products coming out of the Lake X shop as far as, you know, I shouldn't say new, but I mean, they're restocking the shelves of many of your favorite retailers. And hopefully Team Rhino Outdoors is one of your favorite retailers. So check us out, TeamRhinoOutdoors.com. I can't think of anything else. I know we have a lot of other stuff going on around here, but I have nothing else to add to this episode. It's going to be a short, quick conversation that we have with Nick. So I'm going to dial up that conversation right now. All right, this week we're going to talk to Nick Eddy, Musky Frenzy Lures. Nick, thanks for taking time out of your Easter Sunday. I know, kind of odd, right? Easter Sunday, yeah. We're talking podcasting. But, you know, midday, all right? I'm between, you know, stops, relatives. So figured we'd get this one in mostly because I do have a podcast. I talked about this previously that's lined up to go, but I don't have the baits in stock. So I'm not going to release the podcast until we have the baits. Hopefully that's this week. And then you'll hear the conversation next week. But Nick, you and I have talked about doing this for, I don't know, a handful of weeks because, you know, we're going to get into it a little bit, but you got a new bait out this year. But before we get too far into that, Nick, let's talk about spring fishing because you're one of those guys that's been on the water and it sounds like
got out quite a bit already in March. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Sounds like it's been some interesting trip or interesting times on the water. You had a few stories.
It was, yeah, probably more than one story, but yeah, it was an interesting trip for sure. The first part of it was, I mean, it was just brutal. The water had dropped like 10 degrees the second day we got there. Fish were like just shut off completely. So we were both sick too. That was another fun part of it. So we got down there. The winds are just whipping 20 to 30 miles an hour every day. Fishing sucked. We're sick. It was just kind of like, we're looking at each other like, are we going to like catch one on this trip or what? What's the deal? So it was started out pretty bad, but then about the last 5 days or so, we did really good. We were getting, you know, 3 to 4 bites a day. And Christina caught a 49.25, which was awesome to get right at the boat. So that was really cool.
Like on this trip, you know, aside from the water temperature drop, like, was there anything else that, I mean, were these fish spawning? I'm assuming not, because I'm guessing everything's still got to be pre-spawn, right?
So most of the fish we caught were definitely pre-spawn. They were really fat, full of eggs. But I'd say, I don't know, a quarter of them were really beat up. So they looked like they, maybe like some of the fish had started spawning, I would say. So that could have been like part of the problem with what was going on down there.
Okay.
But most of them were definitely pre-spawn, real clean and just fat with eggs.
Very cool. So I know you've been on this trip before. You know, were you finding fish in same kind of locations that you found them last year?
Last year, everything was super shallow. So we were going up, like even throwing in like docks and stuff like that. This year, we didn't find anything shallow. Everything was pretty much out on the breaks. I mean, these are all shad waters too. So you're basically looking for the big, big clouds of shad and off the break lines. And I think all the fish we caught were in that kind of stuff.
Okay. And you know, what were baits of choice? I'm assuming, I know you love to talk bucktails, but I'm guessing this was not a bucktail bite.
I did try a bucktail a couple times, but definitely it was pull and pause stuff. So like crankbaits, swimming dogs. She actually caught, I think, 4 fish on swimming dogs. So that was pretty cool. Just real slow retrieve. Crankbaits is just, you know, basically just super slow, you know, kind of a gentle rip with a long pause.
Okay. So if people are getting out of the water right now, they should be looking at some pull pause crankbaits, some twitch baits, and some swimming dogs.
Yeah, real slow moving stuff.
On the swimming dogs, I mean, there's nothing, no modifications to it. You're not adding weight to them or nothing. Just throw them stock out of the box, slow retrieve.
Yeah, I think we did add the 1.5 ounce. What is it? The Chaos.
Yep.
Deep little Chaos weight. Yep. We were adding those to the swimming dogs, get them down a little bit deeper.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and those are basically, for the most part, just straight retrieve, but you can kind of pump those a little bit too. Give them a little more action.
Sure. One other quick question on the swimming dogs. Do you prefer a shallow swimming dog or the normal one? I know you're adding weights to them, but there's in my opinion, they both ride fairly shallow anyways, but right. The shallow version has more belly roll to it, it seems like. I would say that one to me seems like it would be the more popular one, but I could tell you sales wise on that regular size swimming dog, they're like dead even. We sell almost identical amount. It's crazy.
Yeah. These were the shallow ones just with a extra weight added to it. So yeah, they definitely have a little more belly roll to them, which is cool.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So spring fishing's out of the way. Sounds like you're going to be stuck in the shop now. You're going to be rolling my style here for a little while. I'm always usually very jealous of you.
Yeah, I'll be trapped here for quite a while now, getting caught up after the shows and then, you know, get the dealers all restocked up. So
yes, but
good problem to have, a good time of year to be stuck inside.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially because quite honestly, it's, you know, ironic, you go on a fishing trip in March and your weather is terrible. Whereas if you probably would have went in February, it actually would have been better because it seemed like for us here in Wisconsin, I think our February was probably warmer.
Yeah, and I know that before we got down there, the previous week was in like the 60s every day. Yeah. So we were pretty, we're like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And then we get down there, it's like, okay, this is different.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing you guys figured it out at some point. Well, you know.
Yeah. She really had us on the fish at the end of that trip. Like it was pretty good action towards the end. It was good.
You know, quick question. So she's got that new boat. I think it's like a bay boat, right?
Yep. Yeah,
how is that for muskie fishing?
It's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, the amount of room to move around and net fish, and you know, where you can put the net, and you're not tripping over and stuff. It's a sweet boat, like, very cool. Yeah. I think hers is a 20 footer, so it's, you know, it's a good length to it too.
Sure, you're just fishing 2 anglers out of it.
Yep. I was really impressed with it. It was really cool.
All right, Nick. Well, let's move on to what we all came to talk about this year. This episode is new bait. I see 7 from Musky Frenzy Lures, and I could tell you that from the minute you released it until, I mean, it's hasn't stopped selling yet. It's easily one of the hottest baits of, you know, 2024. Let's talk about it because it's, I mean, if you glance at it quickly, doesn't look like anything too special, but you mean you can talk about the results from last year? It was awesome. Put a lot of fish in the net, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I got to the point where, you know, even September, October, I was still throwing that thing, you know, a ton.
Yeah.
So yeah, the you know, we prototyped it pretty much. I had it pretty much in the hands of, I don't know, probably 10 guides throughout the season too, and everybody that had it was catching a lot of fish on it. It was super cool.
And what makes the IC7 different?
So it's downsized. So you look at the 8-9, that's, you know, it's, I think it's a half inch shorter, I believe. The same weight as far as the 1 ounce weight in the bottom of the bait. So it still has a good weight to it. The blade combination, though, with the Colorado blade, it's slightly thinner than what we've had in the past. So it has more of a flare to it and a tighter spin or faster spin. So it's got a really unique sound. So I think that's kind of a small bait, you kind of think, you know, a fish might not be able to track it down real easy, but then the sound that thing makes, it's so loud for a really small bait. It really makes it unique.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming because of the size of this thing and the weight of it, you can pretty much throw it on just about any muskie.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can cast a mile too, so it's nice, and it doesn't pull hard either, so you can cast this thing all day long and burn it in and really cover a lot of water really fast.
Sure, definitely a bait for anglers of all experiences and age brackets.
For
and,
sure.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it'll be definitely a good early season one, but like I said, we were, you know, up in Canada, we were out there in August, and that's still what we were throwing most of the time.
Yeah, I got to ask you, you know, obviously with the extra weight, it can be burnt, it'll cast a mile, but... Is this a bait that, I mean, were most of the fish you caught last year on it when you were screaming it in, or were you catching them just moderate retrieves as well?
Yeah, we were fishing up in Canada, especially we were fishing it really fast. So you had like, my 7.1 tranks burning it pretty fast. I mean, it doesn't wear you out either because it's such a small bait. And then later on in the season in Minnesota, I was slowing it down quite a bit too. So I mean, it still rides fairly high even at a slower speed because that blade has a really good amount of lift to it.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's going to be an awesome bait for, you know, all season muskies this year. It'll be definitely one that if you haven't put it in your box, definitely consider it. And I mean, Nick, you know better than I do, I know an awful lot of people have put this one in their box.
Yeah, I know. We did. We sold a lot, quite a bit during show season here too. It was awesome. But I think guys and girls are really going to like it a lot.
You know, I got one question for you, and, you know, you and I have kind of joked about this, you know, via text, and that was, did you ever think that the Stagger Blade brand would be like the Kleenex of Staggers? Because, you know, like, and, you know, we'll give Musky Mayhem a little props. If somebody's throwing a double-bladed bucktail, it's called a cowgirl, right?
Yeah, I called every bucktail I had a cowgirl for probably a decade.
Correct. But if somebody is throwing a... we'll call them offset blades, you know, Colorado, Indiana, number 10, number 9, whatever.
Yeah, now it's a Stagger. Everything's a Stagger.
Exactly.
Now.
Everything's a Stagger.
I don't know. I guess it's a compliment, though.
It is.
You know, I'll kind of think, you know, I'm the one that came up with that name, but that's all right.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, quite honestly, if you go and search it out as Stagger Blade, they're going to try to find a musky frenzy. Same thing as if somebody's going looking for a cowgirl, they're going to find a cowgirl.
So. Yeah. No, I'm good with it. I know we've joked about it quite a bit here over the last few months too. It's pretty funny.
Well, it's because you'll see, you know, other brands and like it'll be a Stagger, right? Or you see on a YouTube video, like somebody catches a fish and it's a Stagger, but we know
I think people are even to the point now, they don't realize that the actual name of my bait is a Stagger Blade Bucktail. Mm-hmm. So they think that's the style, so it just kind of, that's kind of the way it goes.
Yeah, well, because you kind of translated or transformed into like the ICs, you know, because of the Indiana Colorado, where, yep. But initially, I mean, the one right now is like the Stagger 8.9, you know, so that was kind of where you started it.
Right, yeah, the first group that we ever released was the, yes, 8/9 or whatever like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that goes this year, because obviously you have the latest and the greatest and the newest. So like everybody's buying up IC7s right now, whereas previously the 8.9s and the IC9s, they were the hot sellers. And I'm assuming you've seen both of them slow this season, right?
To be honest, it's a little bit, but they're still, you know, especially with the customs, we sell a lot of 8.9s and a lot of IC9s still in the show colors. So, but the IC7 this year definitely been the hot one for sure.
Yeah, and I was going to say, if people, you know, if you haven't checked out the Musky Frenzy lineup, make sure you check out the 8.9, the IC9s, because they've both been very popular, and they both caught many muskies previously.
Right.
So.
And they all have their place, you know. They have something different about them, so they all have their place in your box.
Mm-hmm. When you were concentrating on this, you know, like, obviously you caught a lot of fish on it, but it was a self-fulfilling prophecy in that sense. Is like you were throwing the IC7 a ton, or did you still throw the IC9s and the 8.9s last year?
I for sure did. I thought I would throw the other ones. I thought I would have like certain times when I would use the 7. That's kind of like what my mindset was. Like I'll throw this some of the time, but I would throw my 8, 9, and 9 a lot. But I don't know. It ended up being like, I don't even want to throw anything else at the point. They're biting this one so good, I'll just keep throwing this thing because it's so easy to reel in.
Right.
So I ended up, I probably threw that seven, I don't know, probably 70% of the year, I would say. Even in some of the deeper weed stuff I fish out here, we were catching those things on that bait. So that was, it was really cool.
Yeah. You know, looking forward to summer, Nick. How much time you got going on in, you know, outside of the bait building? Are you going to be on the water fishing in Canada and Minnesota again this year?
Yep. I'll start getting up to Canada probably at the first week of July or so. You know, it'll be short trips, you know, 3 or 4 days and then back to the shop for 3 or 4 days and then back. So I do a lot of running around, putting a lot of miles on the truck that time of year. So, but definitely Canada, I'll be fishing some northern Wisconsin stuff again, and definitely Minnesota for sure.
Well, I know how, you know, if you're trying to run a business, and obviously in the summertime is when your bucktail business is, you know,
right. Going
the best, you still want to go fishing, and it's hard to get away for long weeks at a time. So for you, imagine you go up on a Thursday or whatever, go fishing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, whatever, come back home, catch up on orders.
A day and a half trips up to Canada last year. Like, oh, I got to get back.
Yeah. I would imagine it'd be nicer if you were able to space it out, but at the same time, you know, you are running a successful business, so it's hard to just abandon ship.
Right. Yeah. You can't just put on autopilot. I wish you could, but it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have so many offers for people that are like, hey, you want to come up to Canada for a week or 10 days or whatever? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it is virtually impossible for me to get away for 10 days in July.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even 4 or 5 days is tough to get away sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could probably do it, but I'm going to lose customers for sure. They're not going to be happy in July waiting 10 days to get their baits.
No, especially when the season's, you know, full bore. Everyone wants their stuff right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Nick. Well, do you have anything else to cover? Anything new from Musky Frenzy?
I don't think so. We're just putting out we got a lot of pretty cool content on our GoPro cameras and stuff. So we're still got some more of that to put out, but you know, put out a lot of that stuff during show season. So that was pretty cool too.
And for people that don't know, where can they go ahead and see some of that stuff?
Most of that stuff's on our Instagram page, just Musky Frenzy Lures. There's some stuff on YouTube too, but the majority of stuff we're doing is like reels, shorter reels now and stuff. So Instagram is definitely the place to see all that.
Very good. Well, Nick, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule again on Easter to talk Musky Frenzy Lures and just muskies in general. At some point, we could probably get you back this summer and just talk about what's been working on the water, you know, where you're finding them and what you're catching them on. And then for our listeners, we want to thank everybody for tuning in again to Team Rhino Outdoors Musky Fishing Podcast. These are obviously much shorter than my podcast that we have with Backlash, but we appreciate you stopping in, getting some quick musky content, and then getting on with your day. So thanks again, and we'll have a new episode for everybody again next week.